All right, the Reds under the lights. We are under the lighting about Liverpool v Inter Milan, 8 o'clock Tuesday at Anfield. It is the European Cup. It is the 6-time winners and 3-times runners-up versus the 3-times winners and the 2-times runners-up at Anfield. Don't let anyone get blasé about this. This is a big game. Loads of clubs, loads of fans would be loving to be playing Inter Milan on a night like this. We've got Kev Walsh, we've got Josh Sexton, got Paddy Fitzsimons, and we've got Daniele Fisichella.
Daniele Fisichella, that's how I'm saying it. Like,
that's how Kev's saying it, so that's how I'm saying it. And he'll be talking to Neil Atkinson, and he'll tell you a little bit more about Inter from that side of things. Cracking name, as Kev says there. So the Reds then, unbeaten in 15 now, on a 12-match unbeaten run. And in those 12 games, the Reds have scored twice or more on 8 occasions. We do go into this game, of course, with a 2-0 lead after it going very much our way in the end at San Siro. But it wasn't like that all the way through, was it, Paddy? And, you know, they looked a decent side for a long period of that game.
Yeah, I think, you know, the most common sort of thing coming out of it was, and it was praising Liverpool as well, but it was more just, you know, they couldn't have played much better. And that's a credit to Liverpool that we got the result we did. But I think if you were their manager, you'd have to say to them after it, listen, boys, you know, there's no shame in that. You know, we couldn't have played any better. You know, we did everything we could. They've managed to nick one off a corner and then you know, finish the game off. So, you know, I was impressed with them, to be honest. I think of the sides we've come up against, obviously in the group, we won every single game, and a few of them sides were talked up. And, you know, again, if we're that good, which I think we are, you know, that's why we've won every game. But I was impressed with them, but I think that's why that second goal, I think, is so important now, because it just does give you that little bit of, especially with there not being away goals and things, I think just that extra goal now means that, you know, if the worst things happen and they score around for the first thing, it's still massively in our hands, and we've got ourselves that bit of leeway there, so I don't think we've got too much to worry about. But no, good side, and you know, I don't think it'll be easy at all. I think they're going to come with everything to play for still, and I don't think they'll be giving up on it at all, like, especially because, like I said, the away goal thing, it's not dead and buried in terms of it. The way it goes, acting as an extra goal, do you know what I mean? They know what they've got to do, but I think Liverpool have showed, especially in the first leg, that they can throw the best at us and we'll find a way to get past them.